Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Charlie Mays. Woo!
Hey guys, thanks for having me. All of that.
Yeah.
I can see the audience is amazing.
Honestly. Wow, I can't believe it.
Hey, pleasure.
Wow, welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm so happy to have you here.
That means a lot. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
No, do you know what? Yeah, I think I'm in my brother's like cool sister books at the minute.
I'm crying. Shout out your brothers then.
Yeah, because basically you call me today.
Oh, you only have one?
I've got two.
Okay, cool.
But this is my baby one. This is Cool Boy. Okay. He's very
cool
like...
Cool Boy. Shout out Cool Boy.
You know the ones that they wear the flares and all that? Yeah. So I called him today. He was like, oh, what you want today? And I was all like, oh yeah, I'm doing my pod. He was like, oh yeah, man, shout out the pod. And he was like, oh, who's your guest today? And I was like, oh, do you know a guy called Charlie? He's like, what?
I'm crazy.
Do I know Charlie? Yeah, he goes, that's my dog, man. I know Charlie. He's like, bro, you got Charlie, yeah?
He's
like, yeah, man's going to have to tune in. So I was like, so this whole time, you have not been listening to my podcast.
I'm sure he tunes into the clips.
Yeah, and that's what he eventually said. He watches the clips. Yeah. And he was all like, oh, yeah, I feel like this one's going to be relatable. I was like, but what about my other ones?
Hey.
What about my other ones?
Don't be mad. At least he's watching.
So I think he actually might watch this episode.
He might just say.
Yeah, and I think I'm in the cool sister, like, rah, like, Rita and Charlie.
You do look the part. You look pretty cool.
Thank you, man.
Oversized shirt, baggy jeans, New Balances, the hair. Oh, yeah, I love it.
I'm trying to look like a cool girl.
Like you absolutely do, darling. You
know, just to, you know, get the cool girl points. You know what I'm saying?
It's a tick for me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What are you telling me, man?
So, obviously, I don't know, as you know, or you may not know, but you guys know, I like to start my show with a complaint of the day. Like, it's actually imperative. I just feel like complaining, it gets a bad rep. People look at you negatively. Oh, she always complains. She complains. I need to complain. I need to get it off my spirit, okay?
First.
So I'm going to start the show with a complaint of the day, and I'm going to start with mine. Wow. I have a few.
Oh, wow. Got you.
I always have a few.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
But I've landed on one in particular because this is something that has been happening in our community for far too long. And I think it's about time.
I hope it's not mine.
I use my platform to discuss it.
Go on.
Okay. Now, we all come from a background of when our parents have friends over, right? They'll be telling us to rush around, clean the house, this, that, take the meat out the freezer, prepare the food. Yep. There's an aroma of spices, jollof fries, chicken, efori roll, everything is happening.
Yeah.
You know? That's what's happening. Yeah. Okay. There's something that's been happening recently in our community, in our age group.
Yeah.
They will be inviting you to come to the house for games night.
Yeah.
They're hosting us. Charlie. There's no food.
There's no food. I hear it.
There is no food. And I know that some of my friends are going to watch this, yeah? And they're going to think, oh, is she shading? I am. How can I come to your house?
And there's no food.
You're saying it's a games night, right? And you're saying, because it's a games night, it means all we're going to do is do games, so there shouldn't be food. Do you get it?
Yeah, they're being literal, I guess.
They're being literal. Yeah. And I'm thinking, this is an outrage. Am I supposed to come to your house and fast? Okay, let's just say I've eaten before I left the house, okay? Yeah. Fine. I've had my dinner. I've come to yours at around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm at yours till about 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and I shouldn't eat. And then they'll say, bring a bottle. So I should
be drinking.
But there's no food. And the thing is, my issue is this year, we weren't raised like this. So this is our own remix of how we're doing things. And it's not good. If I come to your house, there should be food.
No, if I invite you to my house.
If you invite me.
There should be food. If you come to my house, you've come to my house. I didn't tell you there's going to be food, it's going to be clean. You came to my house. If I invite you, then fair enough. Fair enough. I got you.
If you're saying, guys, I'm hosting you lot. Mm. You guys come round. I'm hosting you. When I hear hosting you, right? Mm. I'm thinking hosting means food and drink.
Yeah.
There's certain people, and I'm not going to say your name. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to make this personal. But you said you were hosting us. We all had to order food on our individual phones when we got there.
No.
She watched us as we all ordered food individually.
She said, that's your personal problem.
On top of that, when I was coming, she now told me to order food from near my house to bring to her. And then she was upset that I gave it to her in front of people because she wanted to eat the food secretly.
Oh, damn people. Ah, scary people, though.
She knows who
scary.
She is.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm definitely with you on that still. And it's something that we've actually grown used to now. Is that like it's just the norm? Like it's like we should just be grateful that you're hosting us under your roof.
Eggs, and that's what they said. That's what they've said to me when I've because what I'm saying to you is not something I've kept to myself.
Yeah, this I'm is sure you haven't. I'm
no,
sure.
I vocalize it to them individually every time. I'm like, what are we doing? One of my friends was like, oh, bring bottle and also bring food. So I said, okay, if I bring bottle, I bring food. Then what are you providing? Like, what's happening? Do you know what I mean?
It's the roof. It's the wall. But you know what? We are living in different times.
We are living in different
times.
Even
to just have a heated house, it's not beans. It's not cheap. Suddenly, it's trade by butter, isn't it? It's so what we're trading with is different things now. To have a home is one thing. To have a warm home
is another thing.
So therefore, I mean,
to be
fair, to come to a warm home is nice aesthetics. You can chill. You ain't got to worry about cleaning it. Clean up after yourself. The least you can do is bring drinks. The food part may be cool. You can still cook or, you know, maybe
make some wings.
Maybe we can all buy something. You know what I mean? Maybe oven food or something. But I do hear that right now, you know, it's not a joke to have a home.
You know what? It's not a joke to have a home. And it's not a joke to be able to provide food, to be entirely fair.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? But that's, you're brunching every weekend.
I'm crying. Oh, not the pocket watching. She said, to hell with that. I see you spending your cash on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Friday and a Sunday. I see how much you spend, okay? Don't tell me it's expensive. You're just lazy, okay?
And I'm that is crying. The tea. Fair it enough. Is laziness.
Fairs.
And that's it. And that's my long-winded.
What interesting complaint. Fair enough. I heard that, Fez.
What's your complaint?
My complaint, as I told you before, I actually had two, but one I don't think is safe. So I'll go with a safe one.
Okay.
And the safe one is I just feel like as the days go by, as the sky runs dry, even though it's wet outside, there's no community. There's no community. I feel like we need community now.
More than ever.
And there is no community. And it even trickled down, just the little things. And I saw someone tweet this the other day. You're on the train, you come off the train. No one gives a fuck if you're coming off or not. They're barging into you, no decorum, no nothing. I mean, respectfully, can you see? If you're blind, let me at least have this stick. Let me know that you can't see. But there's no stick and you're barging into me. Your face is not moved, idiot. People don't even open door for you. But you know you opened door for someone, they don't even care. They even disgusted at you that you even had the guts to open door for them in this world. What the hell? Nobody cares. Nobody gets up for like old women. Sometimes I'm a culprit. I'll be sitting down and the woman, I'll look at her. It depends. I'll not ask her, okay, how old is old? How old is old? Because if you're old and you're still smiling, old woman should not be smiling. You shouldn't be smiling, madam.
Oh, God.
Honestly. You should be miserable, sorry, honestly. Because look at where we are living. I should be seeing gray hair trickling down. If I don't see that and you're still standing firm, madam, I can't see you. You can't see me.
You can't see me.
I'm so sorry. I'm not getting up. Me too, I have bad leg, you know? But I'm going to be accountable. In the example I'm giving, I'm part of the problem as well.
Yeah.
In some instances, I do believe I'm a community man myself. Yeah. And I just believe there's no community, man. Everybody feels that they can do it on their own. And let me tell you, newsflash, you can't. You can't do it on your own.
You can't.
You can't. We all need everybody.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're having a show, right?
Yeah.
The show has been doing well, right? By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Could you do it alone?
It's impossible.
All of the clips I've been seeing, the ones that have been going well, you've had somebody else sitting here.
100%.
That's your community, you know?
Yeah.
You shouted me. I could have said I'm busy and whatever.
Yeah.
It's a community.
It's true.
You know? Hey, you need me. I would love to be of use to you. Yeah. Who knows? I might need you one day, you know?
See?
And this is how it goes. But there's no community. Even our lovely madam here that nobody knows is here.
Yeah.
If you hear, you would know. Don't worry. No one's going to beat you, darling. Don't worry. But she's here. Without her, could we do this?
No.
We need community. And that's my complaint. Everybody thinks they can do it on their own, but you flipping can't.
Yeah. You know what? That is a very, very strong complaint. Thanks. I've got water in my eyes.
Oh, sorry about that.
From that, I hope my makeup isn't smudged.
Oh no, it's looking flawless.
And if it is, it's because of Charlie. But like what you said, you know, this has been reoccurring. You know, the what you said about the train thing. Mm. It's a big thing. This was my complaint on like week three.
Oh, mad.
This is it's a serious, serious problem. Disgusting. Even the other day, oh, it was a sad visual that I saw. I got on the train.
You're so happy. You said, I could have just thought you're disgusting.
No, I couldn't believe. I said, we're finished. We are finished.
What happened?
There was one chair left, uh-huh. and I obviously rushed to get it, yeah. right? And I sat down. Yeah. As I looked around yeah. to my left, to my right, mm-hmm. it was men that were seated.
Yeah.
I looked opposite. It was men that were seated.
Yeah.
I looked around. All the women were standing.
Wow.
I said,
equality.
Wow. Equality.
One up for equality,
equality. I said, no one gives a heck. And that is, you know, I think we're living in the most dangerous times.
No, absolutely.
No one gives absolutely. A heck. But they said, I don't care. You've got heels. I don't care. That's your choice.
But respect, you know, the point you made, the latter point, I'm with you, but to make it a bit more, you know, not as dark, I just want to ask you, is that not the equality you guys asked for? Is it not? To be treated the same as men. Hey, now men to be used to stand and be stand if you have to stand. Is that not what you asked for? Who sent you to wear heels? Are you a stripper?
Okay.
No, you're not a stripper.
Okay.
If you're a stripper, I would understand. That's what you wear to walk.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't need to wear that to walk.
Okay.
So why are you using heels to tell me that, women are standing and so what?
Okay.
Did God not give you legs?
Okay.
Instead to be standing and be thanking God that you have able legs.
Okay.
Able God. Shower your blessings.
Okay. You see what you're saying?
No,
okay.
I'm asking.
No.
Madam, it's not the equality. It is, isn't it?
No, listen.
Yeah, you're putting your head down now. No, it's equality. Not that I agree. I'm just asking you. People are to answer me.
Yes, we wanted equality.
I know.
But with equality, it comes respect.
I respect you standing.
How can you, as a man...
No.
You know what, though?
Pregnant women
is
a different thing. But just a woman?
It was just, yeah.
What if... Okay, so what if I'm older than the woman?
Like you said about the elderly person that you said that you don't give a heck.
No, I didn't say that. I said sometimes.
You said that if you're not even seeing the grey hair, you're not taking it in.
No, you know what?
And I've done the same thing. This is why we're finished. I said this story on the pod a few weeks ago.
I genuinely have a bad leg, though.
Okay.
That's why. If my legs were like fully able, like I've actually got a bad knee in it, you know what I mean?
So fair.
Sometimes I'll be looking, and then I have a spiritual eye. So I look at the woman. If I can tell that she has an ounce of racism inside her, I'm not getting up.
Okay.
Maybe you're racist. I don't know how, but I know and I can tell. You're racist. I'm not getting up. I'm so sorry. And that's on Rosa Parks. I ain't getting up. So my own is different. You understand? But if I see you, and either you're a black woman, that elderly, or any other race, and you don't look racist,
then you get
don't ask
seat.
Me how I know. I know.
Yeah.
I look at you.
You can feel it in
I
your
can
spirit.
Feel it. I just have to start bubbling.
You're like,
And I'll give them a cheeky, quick glimpse of a smile.
They don't give you a smile.
They don't give me a smile back. You're racist.
You're racist. That's it.
You're selfish because that's you only it. Wanted to smile if I was giving you the seat. But if I'm sitting here, smile at me because I'm a healthy young black guy. Smile at you on a lovely day.
Yeah.
If you smile back, come and sit down. But if you don't smile, you stand up.
Okay.
Rubbish.
No, I hear it. I'm glad I'm not the only one, but it's a big problem.
No, it is.
It's a big problem.
That's how do we fix it?
It's not going to be me, you know what I'm saying? But if it does get fixed, man, I'm happy to contribute.
I heard that.
You know
fair
what I'm enough. Saying? I'm happy
fair
to
enough.
Contribute.
I heard that. Yeah, same. Yeah.
You know, I've started to ask my community for their complaints as well. So, we've got a little group going, so I'm going to read out some of my community
please do.
Complaints.
Please do, man.
This complaint, I don't know if she's really part of the... Anyways, her complaint is very simple. She said... My complaint of the day is against my bum being splashed by an automatic flusher. Honestly, I don't get it. I'm washing my hands after this, right? But every single time I use an automatic toilet, it splashes before I can dash. I won't forget to wash my hands.
Okay.
So why? Why do I need a toilet to flush for me? It never gets it right. Well, maybe 1 out of 100 times does it actually flush when I'm done with the toilet. It's ridiculous, honestly. Okay, rant over.
Sounds like rich people problems.
Because I'm thinking, like, what toilet is it that you're using that the splash is just
just normal? I don't experience that.
Like, and then also, like, how long are you sitting there in the public toilet after?
Wait, is it a public or her own toilet?
I think it's like public.
Interesting.
Automatic. You know, there's some public toilets. There's an automatic flush.
The only time I've experienced that. It's not an automatic one. It's the ones that with the remote control, heated seats, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, you got money.
No, it's when I was working at a hotel, Mandarin Oriental. They are lovely. Amazing. That was the only time. So I'm thinking it must be either a public one, a personal one, or a public one in a rich space.
No, there's some public ones, even like some airports.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll just... You finish as soon as you're done. It'll just flush.
Sir.
But I think she sits. I think when she's done, she just sits and she thinks about life for a little bit.
On
and
the then by the time toilet. She's there, and then shh. God forbid. I think sit on public toilet for. Oh God.
No. That's what I think is going on. No. So yeah, that's her complaint of the day.
On your own, honey.
Another complaint is my complaint of the week is friends who overstep boundaries. How can you ask me for £15,000 and we are both in graduate jobs? How?
15K? What? Wait, what?
I know. She didn't, and this person didn't elaborate, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I rose. 15K, like, is mad though.
To ask someone for 15K?
Have they ever borrowed even 5K in the past for you to go to 15?
15 is a lot.
Yeah, that's mad.
Of money.
I don't feel like. That's not even something that you will say by default. You borrow your family member.
Like 15K?
Mental.
It's a lot of money.
Kind of like if someone asks me for that kind of money, graduate job, we're not graduating as friends.
Because how can you ask me for that money?
You don't love me.
And now it's awkward because now I have to tell you no.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I can give you 15K. That is a lot of money.
And the no that I would tell you if you ask me for £200 is different to the no I would tell you when it's 15K. £200 is like, oh no, I'm like, I just genuinely
I don't really have it right now. Yeah.
15K, I don't have it. And even if I had it, may God punish you for having the audacity to ask me, where's your mom, your dad, your siblings,
like,
your cousins? If you got, who the hell do you think? To hell with you. To hell with you. No. Yeah, no.
And now we're beefing.
Yeah, Rose. Now we're beefing because you dare to ask me for 15K.
15K?
Nah. We ain't friends,
unless
man.
Unless it's like something urgent.
Bro, that 15K better be to save someone's life.
Yeah, might be like maybe something to do with your house or it has to be in 15.
Nah, even... It has to be to save someone, as in someone is going to a medical surgery that costs that much or something. Because even to save your house is not enough.
Yeah.
I should be like the last person to contribute to the 15 that you've gathered for everybody else.
Yeah, you should be like, oh, I've collected like I'm 10K, collecting money. 12K, like, do you have 1K? Or like, set up a GoFundMe.
As a graduate, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I'm someone's child, you know. So hell with you.
So I guess that's a no. From Charlie,
yeah, absolutely. What the hell?
For 15K, it's not really gonna happen.
This economy, you blink now, they'll tell you recession has hit all time high.
Recession has hit. It's not a joke.
Please,
it's not a joke. And I've also got some community dilemmas. I've got this one that's really long, and I feel quite bad for him. So I'm gonna, because you're a man, maybe you can help him out with this. So he starts with, "I need some advice." He says, "I honestly believe in my own personal opinion, the women I want don't like me." Don't get me wrong.
Self-awareness.
I feel like I can talk to women, but I've been stood up and ghosted multiple times, which results in self-sabotaging myself to the point I talk negative to myself towards women.
Oh no.
I don't feel valued by this generation of women. I treated one woman with queen treatment and she ghosted me.
Oh no.
I met another woman at the bar. I bought her a drink. No. I got her number. And suddenly, when I tore myself down through text after she ghosted me, she wanted me to pay $500 to give me date coaching.
Mental.
I am a loser with women. At this point, I'd rather let girls milk me and take advantage of me so I won't feel lonely.
Damn.
What's some good advice?
First, I can't relate. I cannot relate, man. And it's one thing to be down bad. It's another thing to have a self-fulfilling prophecy and give yourself that kind of title, brother. Is it in America? Because it's saying dollars.
Yeah.
Brother, stand up, man.
Yeah.
Stand the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I can't dispute. A man, because of bad experiences, you now say the whole generation. Do you know what a curse that is on yourself? God forbid. You have used your mouth to manifest the whole generation, whether you like it or not. They don't like you. You're doomed, then. You're doomed. Open a business, eh? Male escort or something. When I do chaperone women, I don't know what you're going to do, brother. But I'm intrigued to know, from what he's saying, it's like he has money.
It seems like he has money.
But he hasn't got a game.
He has no source.
And he's probably not attractive.
Yeah.
Has he got a picture? Yeah, check. On a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being bleeding and 10 being, oh my goodness, I want to have your babies. How good looking is he?
Look, if you're watching this, yeah, I want you to know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, story.
And, you know, I have a lover, so I can't really discuss the looks, really. But
piss off, man. Okay, cool. But your lover knows this is work. So I'm just saying it on a scale of 1 to 10. Below 5 or over 5? That it's calm, man.
He's about her.
4! Jesus is love. My dear brother, maybe you're right, though. Maybe you're right. This generation, maybe they don't love you.
I think it's his haircut. It's a style. Let me
see.
Wait,
can I see it?
It's just, you know, and I think it's just his swag, you know?
Let me see his trim.
It's the forehead, it's not.
Jesus, I know this kind of man. I know this guy.
I need tissue. Give me my baby. Hey,
this guy's going to be telling me roses are red, violets are blue. Let me tell you something, baby. Jesus loves you. That's his kind of game.
Yeah.
That's why, but I'm so sorry. I can't tell you. I'm not going to act like say every woman loves me. They don't. But I understand myself. I understand the game. And I know my game. You have to understand. Know yourself. What's your USP?
What's your USP?
You understand? Yeah. Me, I know my USP. I know what I like. And I believe I studied paleontology. I spent years there, so I know what.
Pineapple?
is a study.
You made that up.
No, I'm serious.
Panakini, say it again.
Paleontology.
Paleontology.
It stems from the word pint.
Pants.
Pints.
Oh.
So it's just about women in all, you know, all the, what's it called? All the different spheres of a woman.
Okay.
So I believe I know them a lot, right?
Okay.
And to some women, as he's saying, some women you can't give every woman queen treatment. Mm. You can't be too nice to every woman. There's some women that you have to fire with fire.
Mm.
And some men, you're nice to this one, you're sweet to this one. Mm. But you got to know that.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
You can't just be, hey. Queen, your highness, hey, they're going to run all over you and take your money. Dundee United. But that's save your money, okay? And build your future. And find someone that loves you for you. And if it's nobody, hey, at least you love yourself and only you are spending your money. But what they'll be doing is they'll take your money and be shagging someone else. That someone else might be me. Sorry.
Okay. Hey. Thank you.
You have to learn the hard way now, okay. You know,
I thought this was a safe place to ask advice, but...
Someone too has given me this kind of tough advice in the past, in the long past.
And that's how you became strong.
Yeah, because you have to know that women... I love women, right?
Mm.
We would be nothing without women. A woman gave birth to me, gave me life, and they do so much for us in this world. Life will not be the same without women. However, in that same breath, women, right, in society, in everyday life, my dear brother, they are wicked. They are wicked, not all of them. But it's better to go in with the mindset that most are wicked and I have to find the diamonds in the midst of the dead. It's better to have that kind of mindset. So you won't just open yourself and give your vulnerable, genuine self to everyone and now cry when they trample all over you.
Mm.
Instead, you go there with your God. Yeah,
you sound like you have a story.
We all have a story.
What was your first experience that opened up your eyes? Because you don't all start like this, you know.
Yeah, no, but I feel like at some point you have to get there. But
what was your first experience when it was like, wow, you know what? I got to come with my God. Like,
no, you know, I think the earliest story I can remember was I was chatting to you. This was like I was in like year 11 or was it or like yeah. Year 11, year 12. I'm used to chatting it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful girl, lovely girl, innit?
Mm.
chatting, conversation were flowing every night. Hee hee ha, I was good. All my bestest jokes, I was running it for her, you get it? Mm-hmm. Making her laugh, okay, cool. I said, well, you know what? School's done on Friday. Let's link up. Let's go out, let's go and get, at that time it was like cakes and shakes, innit? Mm. Let's go and have some cakes and shakes. Cool. So Wendy, we had our cakes, had her milkshake, the waffle, everything. Okay, boom, cool. And then she's like, wow. When she had to go, she didn't finish her milkshake, so she took it with her, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's give her a hug, cool. Bye, yada, 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 boom, mm-hmm. cool. And then I think the week after, I bucked one of my boys who doesn't go to my school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just talking, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, ah, but fam, what's some thing saying? Obviously, you two go same school. She's been looking nice. I said, yeah, but I can't lie, but I'm saying, but I've been chatting to her because I said, bro, she's been looking, mwah. He's like, swear.
Yeah.
And you see the thing with mandem, yeah, or certain mandem is they will smile. And they will invite you to tell them more, right? Knowing they have a bazooka waiting for you. They're bringing a bazooka to a fist fight.
Yeah.
And he's asked, and I said, yeah. He's like, well, swear, what, you reject? I said, yeah, man, we went to Cakes and Shakes on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, so oh, what? Last week? I was like, yeah. He's like, I swear, what'd you get? I said, well, we just got like waffles, milkshake. He's like, wow, what did she get? I said, well, yeah, same. She got waffles, milkshake. He's like, what? Oreo milkshake. I said, yeah. I was like, why? He said, bro, because she threw it in my bin when she came to my house. I said, that bastard, that stupid winch of a woman. I said, what? And then he now told me, and then he told me when he met her, what time, what happened, and it all just made sense.
Wow.
She left, she got her belly full.
And then she went to his. Threw away the milkshake.
Yeah. My hard earned money, you know, straight away. Because back in those days, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
You know what I mean? And I said, you know what? Man never always tell you stories, yeah? Mm. But you give women the benefit of the doubt. And then me, I used to think that, oh, if a woman looks presentable, or she looks like a good girl, she's a good girl. They're all bad. And I said, here, and I know that's my boy is a bad boy.
Mm.
So I know me, I'm a sweet guy. One, you know what I mean? I'm
a lovely boy. You're the one that's going to buy the milkshake and the cakes.
And I don't mind. That's part of my story. Oh, but that, you see said. That flipping plot? Long time. That was like hundreds of chapters ago,
and
bro.
And ever since then.
Ever since then, I've been running this shit. I'm the captain now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just saying it's better for men to, and it's better that way. At least now, if you do stuff, or if I do stuff, it's because I genuinely want to, right?
Mm.
And two, I have the best gauge of what is happening here.
Yeah.
And
clarity.
Who I'm dealing with. Clarity. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I think clarity is important though.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It gives you the direction that you need to go in, you know? Clarity.
Thank you, Pastor.
Do you like me? Do you hate me? Okay, you hate me, then that's it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that told me that she hates me.
Yeah. I always think everyone hates me.
That's good. That's a good mentality. Man. It's good. No, it's good. Because if you think everybody loves you, Dundee United.
No.
For a shocker.
I'm always like, oh, they hate me. Yeah, he hates me. Mm. You know. But then he loves me, really. Deep down.
Is this the Delulu coming in?
The Delulu.
No, a good balance of both works.
Yeah, the Delulu always rises up to the top.
First.
Always. I'll be like, oh, does he hate me? Oh, no.
Yeah, nah,
he's just searching for the love. It's deep inside.
He's deep in it.
And he's looking for it.
Say no more.
And he's scared.
Look, baby.
And he's shy.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing this, because he's shy. He's scared to open up.
Hmm.
You know, that's why, you know, he's behaving in this way, because he's really scared to open up. But what I'm going to do is create a safe space.
Got you.
So he feels safe.
Even though he's very vocal on socials, but you just think with you, he's shy. I got you. No, as long as it helps. As long as it helps, right?
You know what?
No.
This is my show.
Okay, sorry.
This is my show. Okay? This is my show. Right. Flash questions.
I'm crying.
I feel like people like to use music as a way to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, actually, the way I like to get to know people is by knowing what their top 5 TV shows are.
Ooh, sir.
So I want to know, what are your top 5 TV shows? Shows that you can watch over and over again.
Okay.
That you can stand by. And you're like, these are the shows that I can watch anytime, and they're fantastic shows.
I'm not the strongest show watcher in it, but I watch shows in it.
Okay.
But, okay. My Wife and Kids.
Okay.
Has to be there. Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I enjoy that. This one is slightly a cheat because I actually haven't watched it, but everyone I know has watched it, and they always tell me that how could I not have watched it? But I'm sure I would love it. So The Wire.
That is a cheat. You haven't watched it?
I have.
You finished it?
Yeah.
And do you think it's top?
Top quality, bruv. Have you watched it? Maybe you should.
Okay.
Maybe you should. The Wire. Sorry. What else? Okay, so that's three. Of all times.
Yeah.
Bar the last season, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Bar the last season. Because even I didn't watch that. I was furious.
Yeah.
The last one. There's so many shows, man. I'm going to have to take it back to back in the days, flip it. Nostalgia one. 101.
Okay.
101.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anytime.
So it feels like you like to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you also like to think.
Hallelujah.
You like things that challenge your mind, allow you to get lost in things.
Is this free? I came to ensure I've got a therapist. Damn, tell me more. Yeah, that's lovely.
That's what it feels like. You know, you've got my wife and kids, 101. Mm-hmm. These are shows that are quite, light-hearted, mm-hmm. laughter. It feels like you're a family man. You like family because both shows, the themes of that is very, very family-orientated. Mm. Even Breaking Bad is quite family-orientated, really, because he's fighting for his family.
For your family.
Yeah.
And he's bold, I swear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. So you relate. That's uncle right there.
Yeah,
okay.
I always say all the waviest men in this world are bold. Think about it. The Rock, Goldberg. Yeah. Are you laughing? If I'm scared, this is so please.
I feel like you've said this to yourself to comfort you.
No, it's not comfort. Look around.
I looked around, honestly.
Come on, man.
I don't think all the...
Morris Chestnut, don't get me mad, bruv. Okay, you're changing your mind, aren't you?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, what,
I can
else?
Go on. What's that guy's name even? Ty Gibbs, lovely actor, man. Lovely actor. I could go on. Tyrese, before he started moving mad, before he started moving mad. There's so many, man. People just... The match, man. If you watch wrestling, Goldberg, man, one of my favorite. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Give a fuck, man. Come on. You understand? The Rock. Yeah, he's bored, I swear. So I can go on, man.
Honestly. I love this.
Yeah, man. You might not know, but I'm here to show you, innit? So after today, you will now go and reflect. You say, oh my God, yeah, he's bold. Fuck. Oh my God, yeah, he's bold. You'll not be deep in it.
Yeah, I hear it. It feels like it's just one of those things that obviously, I'm presuming this started to happen to you quite early in your life, right? When you started to lose your hair.
No. Actually, someone actually tried to make the same joke and I have to elbow them.
I'm just asking, when did it happen?
Why
to
are you smiling, Denrieta?
I'm not smiling.
See you.
No, but when did it start to happen for you?
Honestly, believe it or not, hand on heart, I've done it myself. So
it can grow back if you want it to.
No, it can't because I've 100% just ruined the growth spurts of my hair. I've used shaving cream, clippers, everything. I just love it when it's smooth.
And when it's shiny.
Especially when I'm with a woman and she feels my hair.
Like a Malteser.
That's what I tell them. You are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a sexy chocolate. Hallelujah. Malteser, shout me for the advert. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, honestly. Mm. Now, of course, yeah, cool.
Going through in your life that made you think, you know what? I don't want this hair.
Like I said, the first time I was in boarding school in Nigeria and all the seniors done it as a prank for a certain teacher. I just woke up one day and I just see all the seniors walking out with shiny heads. I thought, what the fuck is going on? And I just found it funny, innit?
Yeah.
And I was always friends with all the seniors there. So I just got shaving cream, done it myself as well. And it didn't go too well for me because they were all just cool and said, come here. You saw your seniors doing something and you joined them and they would just be slapping my head. But then during the course of them slapping my head, they would be like, I mean, come on, guy. This is soft though. Bah, bah. And they finished me. And ever since then, I said, yeah, I can't. I'm not doing this again. But if I do, it'll be when I start growing facial hair. I feel like I've got the right head shape for it.
Yeah.
And then after that was uni. I don't know. Another time when I came back here, I was just being silly. This is actually bare soft. You know what I mean? So I went to uni. I said, new start. Started growing facial hair. I said, let me just try a thing. Tried it.
You loved it.
It worked. I was me. You couldn't miss me. You couldn't misidentify me with anyone else. Charlie or Mace was Mace. If you know Mace, you know Mace. And I thought, yeah, man, this is, and I don't mind it.
Yeah, I think it's lovely.
I think it suits me. I've got the head, the round head shape for it.
You're blessed.
You know what I mean? And yeah, thank God.
Well, because you know there are some bald men that honestly.
Yeah, man, it's peak.
It's very peak for them, man.
We've got blockheads and
it's
that.
It's not their destiny.
Yeah, it's not, man.
And they're just insisting that it's their destiny.
I feel like because at some point, every man's going to have to get there. For the most part. Mm. I feel like, only a select few won't.
Oh, lucky, yeah.
But most men,
yeah. I think if you get there and you're in your, 40s and 50s, I think it's calm.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't mind bald men, to be honest.
Yeah.
If it suits you.
Yeah, if it suits you.
Do you know what I mean? And you have to commit to it.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Course,
I feel like some guys, they try to like hold on to it a little bit and it's like, it's bold.
Yeah, and then there's bits on the side.
And it's like,
Guy,
it's gone.
You know, I think, I'm not sure, but because I'm actually someone that maintains a bald head now, I think those people just can't be asked. Cause I shave my head like every other day.
Really? Like, oh, yeah, because it will grow back.
I shave my head every other day. Only time it's longer than that is if I'm not going out or if I'm sure that where I'm going to, I'm going to have a hat on for the whole time, you know what I mean? But for me, like I've seen certain men, they just come out and it's like, it's got hair there.
No hair.
And they don't mind. I mind because for me, this is my brand. It's my as
it needs to shine.
It needs to shine. Yeah, man. It just needs to. Yeah. If you see my head, you need to see your reflection.
Have you thought about waxing it?
In my head. I have. And then
did it hurt?
People told me that it would hurt too much, that I shouldn't do it. But maybe one day. I feel like one day and I'll probably make content out of it.
Yeah, I think you should wax it.
But it's going to be painful, isn't it?
Oh, so what? I wax all the time and I'm still here.
Yeah, but I'm presuming the areas where you would wax, it's just a small place. Like it's not like as big as the whole head.
You know how painful it is?
Yeah, but because it's just a small space, you can get through it. If it was your whole head.
They'll just do it as strips, innit? Like, do you know what I mean? You'd be done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bloody
and then it won't grow back as quickly.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's it, you're done.
I might just look into it, you know, fair enough.
What would you advise, you know, because obviously there's some maybe like 16-year-olds that, you know, maybe unfortunate, I don't know.
Yeah.
If it doesn't suit them, it's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But maybe like their hair is, you know, their hairline's receding.
At 16, that's mental, man.
You never know.
Are you a serial wanker or what?
18, 20. You know when, like, I feel like, I remember being in secondary school and some of the man, you know, the hairline was going back a little bit.
I feel like if you're that young and your hairline's going, yeah?
Yeah. What would be your advice?
You're either a very wicked person and you deserve it, yeah? Or you're going through a lot, man. Yeah. Honestly, man.
The stress.
Please put yourself first, man, because you're too young to be going through that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if it's the former, you deserve it. Because...
What wickedness
must you be doing to be losing your hair? You must be doing a fuckery.
Honestly.
What?
But you need to be going through that.
18, on my lomo, that's a small child.
It's a small child.
Oh, no.
It's a small child.
Yeah, but
would you ever give away your kidney?
Whoa, wait, why? Wait, pardon? How do we get... why?
If the opportunity presented itself.
Opportunity? What's the opportunity?
Yeah, if someone was like, oh, you need to, we need a kidney.
You need...
Would you give it away?
I need £1 million. Would someone gonna give me?
Yeah, but someone actually needs it. Like, they need the kidney.
I bloody need it. What do you think this is?
You can survive with one kidney.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So if someone needed the kidney, do you know what I mean? Like a really good friend.
Okay.
A really good friend.
A really good friend.
Family member. And they're like, yo, we need a kidney. And you're a match.
Kind of, even family member doesn't do it.
So you wouldn't do it?
It just depends on who. And if that person is not someone that is my person, family or not, how much?
Will you charge for your kidney?
I'm so fucking lonely. This is a big, what? This is a rich kidney.
Wow.
This kidney has seen some shit, bro.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Do you need it or not?
So well, how much are we talking? Imagine I come to you, I'm like, yo, obviously, maybe not now, we just met probably today. But maybe, you know, in the future, and I'm like, oh, I need a kidney. Like, I'm like, what's how much are you selling it for?
How much are you telling me, man? I don't really want to. What's your budget?
What, 5K?
For a kidney? 1 second. I'll Google how much are they selling kidneys for.
Yeah.
Well, nothing in this life is free, yo. We're just talking about community going. This is what I'm talking about, madam. What? How much are you telling me? Do you desperately need it or not? If not, can you please be what the hell?
I'm joking.
For you, though, maybe. I'm like, my man. A young woman, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
5K.
I might even do it for your charge, man.
Really?
If God touches my heart, and I know the person, you know, I actually need it, and I can do it back, fair enough, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
But for someone that I know that it's not even going to really
live.
I'm crying. Man, said someone that's going to mismanage this kidney. You're going to be drinking Casamigos and Hennessy. I'm smoking and drinking. Yeah, I have to charge you. I have to charge you because you're not going to use this kidney well.
Yeah, so, I don't know if I would give away my kidney, you know.
Do
you know what it is? I just think there's certain things I hear people say, and I'm just like, what would you really? Maybe I would, family, I think, if it comes down to it, I'd feel really awful.
It depends on who, though.
Yeah, it depends on who.
Nuclear family and cousins and that are different.
You know what I'm saying? But then, when I hear people say, like, oh, my days, you know, I would die for that person.
Mm.
Like, oh, I love them so much, I would die for them. Mm. I'm like, have I not experienced love?
Maybe, you know.
Because is it that deep to die for you?
No,
do you know what I mean, though?
No.
Like, when you really think about it, like, okay, fine. Like, I love you. Like, I really love you, right? And now there's a situation, right?
Mm.
A robber comes into the place. A kidnapper comes into the place. It's between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
The robber now says, look, man, this is what I want. One of you have to go. And now you now say, oh, I love you so much, yeah? You know what? I take bullet. I just like, I don't even, because, okay, I really love my parents, mm-hmm. right? I love them.
Mm.
But if they said to me that I must die for them, I will think they're a bit selfish.
I would as well.
Come on, you've
lived more than me.
You've done
so much,
you've
man.
You've done so much and you want me to go.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah.
I love you
of course.
So much. But that's a lot to ask for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then if my brothers, you know what I'm saying? I love my brothers.
Younger brothers, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, I love them so much, man. Those are my dogs.
But what?
But I'm thinking to myself, if it came down to it and they're like, oh, come on, Ree, if you die, your brothers live. I mean, is it that deep?
You're fucked, man. Nah, you would do it. If not, you are a wicked sister.
But it's
you are a wicked sister.
Why is the life that you're living more tantalizing than the life that I could live?
No, it's just...
And why can't you go for me? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know, innit? I'm just thinking.
No, you see it in
films a lot. You see it in shows a lot. You hear people say, like, you see people even tweet, oh my God, I would die for this, but I would die. And I'm like, what will you?
People just be saying shit.
It's a bit deep what you're saying. You're saying that I will leave this earth, whatever was in store for me, I will luck it off because I love you and I want you to live. And what's crazy is that you cannot guarantee that this person's even going to live good on your behalf, really.
I'm crying.
So now, that person that you said, and they're now on earth, they're complaining, oh, it's raining, man, I hate it here, man. Oh, I hate this life.
I gave you life, and you're telling me you hate it? I spared you. You better start loving it. You better start loving that life.
I don't know. It's one of those things that you have to obviously be in that situation to really know. But, you know, I just think about it sometimes, like, will you really?
And I feel like people just say it because it's sentimental. Mm. You know, it comes from a good place. But really and truly, this ain't even my life to give. It's not my life to give to anybody.
That's what it
comes. I'm so sorry.
That's what it really comes out. Yeah. I think that's a really, really good, like, mentality to have.
It's not mine.
You know?
If it was mine, maybe.
I think that's a really good excuse to use, actually. If someone wants to say it, be like, look, man, I'll be real with you, man. If this was my life to give, and I could do this, and it was up to me.
You know I'd do it.
You know I'll do it, man. You know I've got you, man. Like, honestly, man, I'm not even going to be able to sleep again because of this question that you've asked me.
Bro, you get it?
Like, this is a real thing.
But you see, Bubba got up there, Big G.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's not my life to give.
It's not.
I didn't get myself here.
If he gives me a sign now, I'll do it.
I'll do it right now.
One, two, three, go. Nothing.
Damn. See? I feel like friendship can be very, very fickle.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm learning like more and more to just like, it's not about how long you've known someone.
It's not about how long.
You know?
That means fuck all.
It means absolutely nothing, actually. It's about how do they tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do they impact your life? Mm. Like, what? You know when you say sacrifice, it sounds like, oh, there's huge, like chopping off my leg for you kind of thing.
No, it's not that.
Even just sacrifice of your time.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, being able to be like, you know what? I can tell, like, let's just spend time together.
And it might be a drive,
it might be a journey, but you're like, nah, I know that this person needs this.
Yeah,
I'm going to do this. Like, just community.
Yeah, man. And
as you said.
Like, literally, I can't say this enough, but I try and say it as much as I can whenever the opportunity presents itself. And I'm like, last year was one of the hardest years for me, right?
Mm.
But what I'm so grateful that it taught me was, if life wasn't as hard as it was, I wouldn't have been able to see how valuable certain people are in my life, because it's easy to be friends with someone if shit is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if to be my friend just involves come out to party, recess, DLT, all these parties, let's just pull out. It's easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All you got to do is come out and shake a leg and drink and dust. Yeah. That's so easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let shit hit the fan and nothing is rosy. That's when you see who's actually your friend, because, and I crux as well, to love someone, whether it's in a relationship or it's in a friendship, love is not an emotion. Love
action.
Is a verb. It's something that you choose to do day in, day out. So if shit hits the fan for you and I'm claiming to be someone that loves you, I'm claiming to be someone that's your friend, I have to choose to inconvenience myself to assist you.
Yeah.
When things don't really suit me, when it's not really comfortable for me, I have to choose that if I genuinely love you. And I feel like if you just have a great time, you won't really be able to know who's actually your friend.
100%.
It's when shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And for me, it's that last year was so peak. Like sometimes when I tell people, they're like, they wouldn't have had a clue. And I'm like, I can't take any credit for that. That's fully God and the community that I have. And that's why those people, like, I'm like, okay, nah, like, you're genuinely my friend.
My dog.
I love you so dearly. And any and every chance I can get to pay you back or just be a good friend to you, I will do it. And I'm also grateful for that lesson in itself, because some people live their whole lives and they never actually get it, you know what I mean? Because things are good for them or things aren't as bad. So they just, that's my friend. I've literally known him for like 10 years, 15 years. That doesn't mean shit. I've known some people like less than I've known some of my childhood friends. But what they've done and the instances that they've chosen to put themselves out, because that's really true all it is. And it's like, and that's why, even though we were laughing about it, that's why community for me is such a big thing. And I feel like it's dangerous when there's no community, because we've been led to believe, right, because we're in this capitalist society, that money's everything. Like, as long as you got money, you are good. And I get it, because we need money to buy stuff or whatever,
exactly.
you know what I mean? But at the same time, believe it or not, it's actually some things money cannot buy. Like you can't pay certain people to show out for you. You know what I mean? You just can't.
Cannot. Yeah.
Some people will say, some people have a price tag on them and some people don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I just feel like, man, we need community. And if you have people in your corner that have been tested and you know that they are your people, cherish them with 100%. All your heart, because money cannot buy that, man.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
So. Honestly, I love the word. I love when you said, like, the inconvenience thing.
Yeah, man.
Because that is, like, the key thing. And 100%. Do you know what? I've actually been learning that recently for myself. Mm. Because I feel like, obviously, when you are in school with people, it's easy.
When you see your friend.
When you're in school
with people,
you see them every day. It's easy. Friendship. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when, like, you get older, it's like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
This is easy. But then I found that, like, when I, like, hit maybe, like, you know, 29, 30, I felt like it was starting to get more difficult to actually, man, like, see your friends and be with your friends. And then I also found it difficult to know how to be there for my friends, even when, like, different things were happening in their lives. So, like, I remember actually, like, one of my friends, her dad passed away, right? Obviously, that's the first time that one of my friends has experienced loss, right? So even in that circumstance, I didn't know how to just be there and how to show up for her, right? So obviously, of course, when she told me, I called her, like, you know, my condolences and all of that kind of stuff. And then after that, I think I was meant to, like, go and visit her. I think I went to go and see her one time, if I'm even remembering it correctly. But I do remember her having to call us out to be like, I think I'd called her. So I kept on calling her, but I hadn't visited her.
Got you.
Right? So I just kept on calling her. I kept on checking in. I kept on sending messages. Mm. But I didn't actually physically, like, go to her house, to go there to be with her. Mm. But I didn't know I even had to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't know how to show up for my friend in this moment that was so, because I didn't have the right words to say. So I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what to say. I don't know what she needs. And then in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, she probably wants to be with like her immediate family. They probably got stuff that they need to sort out. Like, they just need me to be in her space. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like thinking like super logical about what she's going through for something that I haven't experienced myself, and like, she's the first one in the group to go through it. And she had to call us out and be like, you guys, none of you have come to see me, it's not cool, blah blah blah. And my first reaction wanted to be like, but I've been calling you, like, why? And then my other first reaction, which was mad, was I wanted to be like, oh, but why didn't you just tell me that I should come to see you, right? And I realized, like, it's not gonna happen. Like, she's not gonna tell me that. Do you know what I mean?
It's for you to say.
It's for me to say
if you need, please. It's for you to say, I don't know how best to be the best friend I can in this situation.
Yeah.
Anyhow I can, please let me know.
Do you know what I mean? You know, and I mean, even with that, just to know that actually she just needs, even if we're in a space and we're just sitting,
that's good enough.
That's okay. But I'm so used to, like, you know, when I was younger, my way of friendship and showing love was very much like giving you things. Do you know what I mean? So it was very much like, oh, you need money for food? Okay, I've got you. Like, it was very give.
Let's be friends.
Whoever.
Sorry.
But like, I've had to learn as I've gotten older to just be there
for people
and just exist with them and not to be in my head about what we're going to talk about. Oh, is this going to be awkward? Because I feel like that's a little bit selfish. Because you're thinking about you're thinking about yourself in this situation that has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's just nuts, but you don't even realize that you're even doing it.
Yeah,
so that was like a lesson for me where I was like, I need to just exist and just show up for my friends. And obviously, like, since then, there's been different moments. Even, you know, your friends have kids and so then it's like, how do I, this is a whole new realm, you know, and it is about inconveniencing yourself. And that's why I didn't deep. There's sometimes I don't want to come and see you after work. I've had the longest day ever. The last thing I want to do is leave my house to come and see you or spend time with you and blah, 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 blah. But that's love.
That is love.
That is literal love.
When it doesn't feel the most, because if it's comfortable, it's nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
Like, it's something that I really wish I could share this on the camera, but one day, innit? Because I want the time to fully blow over before I say it, innit? But there was just a time where, like, I spoke to one of my friends and he told me his current situation that I wasn't privy to. And I'm like, wait, wow, like, why are you going through that? Last time I checked, things were
good.
And he basically said, no, I'm like, well, like, I'm here because I've done this for you. So long story short, in him assisting me, he inconvenienced and discomforted himself so severely, I literally shed a tear on the phone. I said, bro, are you serious? And what made it even deeper for me was that certain people would be inconvenienced a fraction of what he went through and will be shining out.
Like, won't let you
like
rest.
You would see it on their face that this person is not happy.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been a better friend to me. I didn't notice anything. And this was happening for like over a month.
Wow.
When he told me, I said, bro, and I said, but like you're someone's partner and you're a father. You have no business being in the discomfort that you're in because of me. Aww. I mean, and I cried and I said, no, like this is love.
Yeah.
Like, because I can tell you I love you. We can all say it all day, every day. It's when the opportunity comes to show someone you love them, what do you do? And enough people would have bailed out on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, okay, so this is what, like, love is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Love is not convenient. Love is, you know what I mean? If someone needs you, hey, forget all the excuses. Do it for them if you love them. And I feel like it goes a long way because they can and should see that. Oh, no, like, this person has overcome this, and this just to do this for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's the beautiful thing about love. So yeah, I'm this age and I now know love is not an emotion.
Yeah, that's not beautiful, you know.
Yeah, man. Thank
you. I feel really touched by that, honestly, because I think it's beautiful, and I think there's just so many things in life that we all go through, and I think it's so important to just have those experiences.
Yeah, man.
For you to now know as well, like, okay, when someone's going through something, I know that this is how I can also like show up for them as well. And big up those kind of friends, man. Like, I feel like 100%. We all have like at least, 100%. Yeah, like that just, they're there for you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're riding for you. And it's just such, that was so sweet.
Worth more than money.
That was beautiful.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share that with you.
Yeah, yeah. Great. I guess that kind of leads me into, which I'm kind of getting a sense of who you are already, just based on like what you're saying.
This is an amazing therapist, by the way. Do you know what I mean? Saying, yeah, okay.
But like, who is Charlie Mace? Like, what are the ingredients that make up who you are?
I would like to believe I'm a reformed and forever changing stereotypical insecure black boy in the society of London as we know it, and I'm a entertainer, a creative, family man. I just wants to spread love, be my best self, and I want to be a good example to the younger gen and even the older gen. Anyone that's just around me, I want to be a light in a dark space, and that by no means that I'm perfect or anywhere near that. It just means that I'm very much aware of my flaws. I'm very much aware of where I'm coming from, and I'm trying to do everything in my power to change that, be better, and inspire those around me to be even better than me. And yeah, man, have a great time doing it and make some good ass money as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Listen, so, man, hey, I hear it, and you're hilarious.
Well, thank you so much, man.
You're hilarious. And it's like got me thinking, because you're saying, you know, you had a really tough time last year, and through that tough time, you obviously still made like some of like the funniest videos.
Yeah,
like
thank you.
being funny. And I kind of relate to that in a sense that even when things are mad, I'm still gonna be online. I'm still gonna be doing something.
You're
because
very consistent.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you.
Very.
But I literally like laugh through my problems and I make jokes out of things that are pretty serious. You know? It's like when you break it down, you're like, this is it's quite serious actually. This is not really a laughing matter.
It's not.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I guess I'm like that. Everyone in my family is like that. My whole like it's quite ridiculous.
So is everyone in your family funny?
Everyone in my family is funny.
Are you the funniest?
Do you know what? I don't know.
Okay, good.
I think my mom might be the funniest.
Top
low key.
Three.
So I think it would be me, my mom, and my dad.
Swear.
Yeah, we are very funny.
Are you the firstborn?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
My brothers are funny. Like, my baby brother, is he actually funny now that I think about it? He's not funny, funny, ha. Yeah, he's not as, no, he's, my middle one, he is funny in like a straight humor. Like, so he's the most different one out of all of us in the family. Okay. So you've got like mad people and you've got this boy that he doesn't understand how he got there.
Got you.
Do you know what I mean?
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. He's just so calm and just, you know what I'm saying? Mm. My mom, people will say I'm really good at telling stories. Mm. My mom is impeccable at telling stories. Like, she is a storyteller. So every story I know is because she has told us the same story from when we were little till now. She will still call me and be like, oh, have you said the story about da 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 da? People, storyteller. Storyteller. My dad, hilarious. Mm. So, but what we do, even in our toughest times, I remember we had a madness happen to us. Like, it was insane. Like, it's not a laughing matter. It's not anything. But I remember the same week it happened, I walked into the house and my parents were watching some show on BET, one tattoo show like this, and laughing. And I looked at them, I thought, are you guys okay?
But the pain, innit?
Are you understanding like what's happening? And you're here and you're laughing.
That is hilarious.
So yeah, the theme in my family has always been like laughter. Laughter. I've heard laughter in my house since I was a child.
That's
Do you know what I mean? And I guess it's similar for you in a sense where like laughter is like a place of like
I feel like I feel like for the most part I believe my siblings will probably argue me, but they're probably gonna just say it. But I believe I unlocked everyone's shell in the sense of everyone's funny, right? But growing up, not everyone showed their funny side. It's literally in the probably like in the past 10 years, mm-hmm. Oh shit! Oh, swear down, you're funny. Swear down, oh my goodness, you're funny. It's not just me. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So yeah, but I feel like my growing up, my parents were definitely funny. Mm-hmm. My parents were definitely funny, and it makes sense now why, so I don't get on with my pops, but it makes sense why to 95% of our uncles and aunts and family friends and cousins, they don't get why we don't get on, because they love him so much. Oh. You know what I mean? Because they're like, no, your dad is so funny. Your dad is so this. And it's like, I get it. Mm. Now I get it, because I just remember seeing him around his friends and him just talking to his friends on the phone. He is pretty funny. Mm. I will definitely give him that. And my mom is hilarious, but I feel like my mom is funny because we just find her funny. So I don't think she knows she's as funny as she is. And sometimes we laugh at her flaws.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, this woman just, she is not real. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
that kind of funny. Yeah, funny. Yeah.
But for me personally, I've always been a person that makes just doesn't take anything seriously.
But then you do at the same time.
I do, yeah, yeah.
Which is what I find with funny people is that people always think it's ka 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 ki 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 ki. But I feel like people who are really funny are some of like the deepest people that I speak to. Mm. But I think you have to be deep to be funny.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
like
true.
You can't. I don't think people who are light are actually funny because they always say, like, when it comes to stand-up comedians, for example, they always say that like some of them are actually some of like the most like depressed.
Yeah, people yeah, 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 yeah.
Because they really go to this place of like deepness.
Yeah.
But they somehow make a joke out
of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Really, when they go home, it's like, ain't shit funny,
it's not
actually.
Funny,
do you know what I mean? So I do always find it like really interesting because everything you were just saying now, like you're so deep. I can tell that you're really, really deep. You're really, really, you think a lot. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a time and a place thing.
Exactly.
And I also feel like, I was saying this recently, I don't remember where, but I was saying that basically being funny is also my way of keeping everyone at arm's length and saving me for me and my close ones.
Interesting.
I don't want everyone to know the intricate details about me and the kind of person I am. I don't feel like everyone deserves that. You know what I mean? So we're here because obviously this naturally came about. I see the value in you and your show and having platforms like this, you know what I mean? A young black woman and a guy having a genuine conversation. Mm-hmm. How many times do we see that in our society where it seems that you actually can't just be friends with a girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so this has naturally happened. But for the most part, everyone out there, like I'm online. Do I want everyone to feel like they're that close to me?
Mm.
No. So the best way to still be nice to people
is to make a joke.
And to still show people that, hey, this is my way of loving you guys. I'm gonna make you laugh. Let's all have a joke. And people tend to underestimate you as well.
Mm.
So that's better for me.
Yeah.
Think I'm stupid. Think I'm stupid. That's great. So when it comes to business or plans, I can show you that. Wait, you're not gonna pull that one
over
me. But it's just the best way. If everyone sees me as the funny guy, they don't expect much from me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they always underestimate. Everyone thinks that they're smarter than me. And that's okay, because I'm not competing to be the smartest. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just feel like conversations like that should be reserved for people that I'm close to and I love, for them to say, nah, you don't know Mace. We know Mace.
I love that, you know.
So that's my thing, yeah.
I love that. It's so weird that you said this. Like, this morning I was journaling, you know.
Oh, it's okay, sick, yeah.
Yeah, so I was journaling today and I literally was thinking to myself, like, I met up one of my friends yesterday who's known me since I was like in secondary school, like 11 years old. And he just reminded me of something. I was telling him something that was going on and like just this idea that I feel like every time like I meet people, I feel like they like would box me in terms of like, let's just say content creator.
Yeah.
So because I'm a content creator, I'm expected to act a certain way because I'm a content creator, right? And I realized that even when I was younger, when I had a salon, I was boxed into place of,
I never knew that.
Yeah, so I had two salons when I was like 21.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But people would box me in that sense. So, you know, I had a nice car, which wasn't from my own. My dad got me a car. Like, I was up and I didn't know at the time. Do you know what I mean? But the reason why I didn't know that my family came into money, because it was like we had no money and then we came into money.
Okay.
But I didn't really realize the difference because everyone around me, I kind of always wanted to like, always kind of played myself down in a sense where I wanted to be super relatable. I never wanted to make my friends feel like, oh, I'm here and you're here. And that was something that just came really natural to me. Oh, and my family has kind of always been like that. So I didn't actually notice like how, I guess, quote unquote, up we were. Do you know what I mean? So I was always trying to like play down who I am and da 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 da. But I was journaling today because recent things have been making me think about that time again of like, okay, I was a salon owner. Why don't I just own that? That's who I am. And people who are close to me, they know who that's who I am. I don't have to like show all of my sides to everyone.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of battle with that because I like to be understood. Do you know what I mean? And I hate being misunderstood. Like, that's the one thing. If something's going to trigger me, it's being misunderstood. Because I'm like, what do you mean you don't understand me? Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm trying to tell you I like you or I like you as a friend, whatever. Yeah. But you're not getting that messaging from me. So I'm like, why don't you understand me?
Where does that stem from?
You know what? I think I've always been misunderstood. Like, from when I was young, I've always been misunderstood and I never really fit into a space, ultimately. So, like, in church, I was too... too vocal, too, you know, wearing fashionable clothes or my clothes were too tight. So I wasn't church girl enough. Do you know what I mean? And then in secondary school, I wasn't like, I was still seen as the good girl. So I wasn't bad enough. Do you know what I mean? In school. So I was like, I never really was enough for any capacity. And people always misunderstanding me like, oh, she's the girl that, oh yeah, she's going to be married by the time she's 21. That's what my secondary school friends are saying because they're seeing me as being quite wholesome. But I get to church, she's the one that's going to be pregnant by 16. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, where do I go? So I found that I think from when I was young, I'm constantly trying to prove myself and trying to prove that what you're saying about me isn't true. So I was journaling today and I was like, actually, I feel like it's a privilege to really get to know me and get to understand me, right?
Man.
And people who are my friends and people who care to know me beyond whatever it is I'm showing at face value, those are the people that I need to value.
Yeah, man.
And I shouldn't worry about, because if you see me and you're like, oh, she's just that funny girl online, and that's all you choose to see me as, even if we speak and you can't see beyond that, then that's on you. Do you know what I mean?
But
I feel like I'm like an onion. You know what I'm saying? I've just got lots of layers. Come on. You know what I'm saying? And like those layers.
The more you peel, the more you cry.
Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it?
I love that. I love that.
But like, I just feel like the safer I feel, the more open I'll be. And you don't have to feel safe with everyone. And that's okay.
Yeah,
to have boundaries is okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think sometimes I get scared to have boundaries because I'm like, oh, if I have boundaries, maybe people aren't going to like me, or they're not going to be patient enough to get to know me.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't know where that's come from. But you just said it. And I literally journaled that this morning. And I was like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know?
Because another thing you have to deep is, we don't know how much time we have on this earth. You know what I mean? We like to act like, say, we're here forever. We are not. And when my time is up, I don't know. Only one man upstairs knows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's way too many people for me to be trying to impress and
much.
Allow them to know. It's too much.
It's too much.
I'd rather have the people that I know already, I love, and the one or two that I genuinely come across and, oh, hey, you know, we actually mesh. Great. You lot, I'm going to spend time investing in us. If you think I'm this, you think I'm that, the keyword there is you. I don't give a damn.
100%.
As long as I'm good and the people that I love, I'm pointing to them, that's it. But respectfully, there is way too many people for 100%. Me to get to know. And I feel like that's another thing with people like us, where it's like we're in a industry where we meet so many people. Like, and for me, it's like I also do like private gigs where I'm at events, parties. I'm literally just come out from flipping Norway. You know what I mean? And
was that a secret group chat?
I am like, crying. No, it was actually an amazing brand, Soft Life Ski.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. What I'm saying is, I feel like I didn't even hear about
same.
It. All I heard was, hey, and I'm seeing snow.
Listen,
and I'm seeing ski wear. And I'm like, what is this Soft Life Ski?
I think it was their first one.
Wow, amazing.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to go. I didn't know them. My manager came and told me, yo, there's an idea for this and blah, 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 boom, boom, boom. And I said, bro, like, how much? I mean, and he told me, And I was like, okay, so it was a bit less than what I expected for that kind of trip. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, he's like, Mace, just believe me, bro. Like, they've got something good here. You know what I mean? Next year it's going to be even bigger. I'm going to get you there as well. You know what I mean? He's like, but bro, just go, man. He's like, bro, they've got something special here. Wow. Just go. He said, just go and kill it. Yeah. It's like, I get there. And that's hands down, if not top two, it is the best work trip I've ever been on. And it's for so many different reasons. It's even the fact that all the other creatives that they booked for the trip was a community in itself. We all know each other, but we don't spend as much time with each other here. So that for the first, I was sharing a house with Jide and
Guap. Yeah,
I know them. I love them.
We
only ever see each other more time at parties or if I go see them in their office. So I'm like, when would I ever get the time to really chill with you?
Me
and Jide, we will literally come back home talking deep talks till 5 a.m. You know what I mean?
There was even one
morning we even prayed and I'm thinking we would never get this kind of time.
And then
we finish. We're gonna link up with Bisola, LAJ, Selector Suave, AAA, Wills, all these people now, and we'll go on party. And we're thinking, we are really paid to party in a flipping snow.
Yes, you know what I mean? Exactly. So for people that don't know, Charlie went to this event. It was called Soft Life Ski, right?
Lovely,
It was basically like partying and skiing.
Yeah.
Where? Norway.
Norway, yeah.
That is incredible.
It was amazing. And I was just thinking, I don't know about skiing. I don't know.
Yeah, did you ski? Myself.
I did. Fun, epic. But
did you know how to ski before that?
No. So I'm not the best, but I got comfortable with falling down, and it was great.
Wow.
But just the experience of skiing, then you finish skiing, then you go on party.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, wait, I'm having a whale of a time.
I love that.
I said, fun like this should be illegal.
It should be illegal. You didn't even want to go.
Huh?
Look at that. You didn't even want to go.
Yeah, rules. So shout out my manager, Fedge. Thanks, cheers. You know what I mean? But I say that to say this. So even on a trip like that was amazing. I met so many people there. You know what I mean? So many people. And some people came up to me, lovely people. Like, they are genuine supporters and lovers of what I do. And I genuinely love them with all the capacity that I possibly can, right?
Yeah.
But then it's that this person comes and talks to you. The easiest thing is, oh, love,
kiki.
Man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell a joke, you know what I mean? Because if I'm to go deep,
where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'll be here all day. And I actually don't have the capacity.
It's
you know what I mean? So for everyone, respectfully, honestly, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be doing this. Because I don't do this for me. Half the jokes I tell, I don't find funny. You lot do. I don't.
I'm like that as well, though, low key. Sometimes I'll be seeing laughter. I'm like, so funny about this.
You know, it is because I feel like if you're actually funny, I don't find a lot of people funny. Mm. And it's not a hate thing. It's just I know and believe I'm so funny, and my idea of humor is so high that I even from myself, I don't take a lot of shit. But because of consistency, I just have to do something. You know what I mean? And then I go to learn. It's not about what makes me laugh. I'm not doing it for myself. It's for the people.
Yeah.
So whatever makes you not laugh,
relatability.
You not
like, coming,
like, so hey, and that's what I'm learning. But I've always said, honestly, I don't like people. With people, it's a love hate relationship. People in general, I can't stand them. Especially when you see all those people on social media, people that acting like people they ain't. They're one way this way, and then I can't stand people. But in that same breath, because of the amazing people that I know are out there,
exactly,
that I meet, and the ones that I haven't met, you lot, I love you guys.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
How I
and
feel.
And this, what I have, what we have, as much as you want to take credit for it, is God given. I didn't make it. I didn't rehearse. I just woke up and I was funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is my gift, right?
To the world.
My gift to the world, to all you annoying cunts, right? So my French, all you annoying twats, right? To pour love back into the community. This is my love. And that's why I do what I do.
I love that.
So when you look, come up to me, it's like, hey, I love you guys. I'm going to say a joke again, but I can't be as serious with everyone.
And they don't want that either.
They don't want that.
Like if they come up to you and you're being all like, oh, how was you? And all
sometimes
that,
people
they'll be like,
try
oh.
it though. Like they try and do what you've done. So they try and read me in the middle of a party. They're like, man, I'm amazed, man. Like, I can tell that deep down, man, you're so serious when you know that. And it's like, yeah, bro, I love, man. We thank God, man.
We're at a party, dog. Like, come on.
There's bad bitches shaking their ass, bro. Let's focus on that, okay?
Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy ourselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, so,
balance.
You know what? If you were in a bank.
A bank?
Yeah. You went into a bank, right? And then a robbery was about to take place, right? You're there. Yeah. You're about to take, you know, maybe you need to, something's wrong with your card, right? Someone comes in and like, everyone down. Yeah. Everyone down. Yeah. What are you doing in that situation? Are you going to hide? Are you going to join? Or are you going to try and defend?
I can never join. Because I have never seen a bank job go smoothly and they escape. Unless it's in a movie. Even in a movie. Does it even happen? I just know there's no way in hell in this country you're going to get away with it. It's a myth. And even if you get away with it, me as a black man, I'm not going to get away with it. So what I will do is assess my surroundings and just see, is there a way that I can actually get out of this, hide, or do I have no choice but to get the fuck down? That's it. There is no such thing as me joining in, nothing. So the only way I could do it, right, is if when they're stealing it and they get the money, if anything should just like splash or spill somewhere, I can get like the remnants or something. But really, actually, we're not living in a movie. There's no way I'm getting involved in it, man.
Yeah,
there's no way.
I don't even know if I would like, I think I'll just play dead. I'll just pretend, I'll just drop to the floor like this and that's it.
But then you're drawing a
no, they're not play dead, not dramatic dead. Okay. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to like shake, and drop to the floor.
Okay.
But they come near me, I'm just going to be like.
But they haven't done nothing to no one. So
but I just don't want no one to notice me. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like that would make them notice you.
What, just by being quiet?
If I've come into a bank, I haven't let off no shots, right?
But I know you're going to do something.
I expect to see everyone crouching.
Oh, like shaking.
If I see one oversabi that I just like, I'm going to kick you and nudge you and see how long you stay in that position. Because if you want to act dead, no need to act. I'll make it a reality soon. That's what I'll do. And we'll see just how active
you feel. What if you see one of your boys?
Huh?
Like one of your boys. So like they come in and then suddenly you see like someone you went to school with. You're like, wait, Joseph.
Oh my days.
Would you be like, yo, Joseph, I swear that's Joseph.
Yeah, you know.
Ain't no way.
30. Yeah, but I have to think though. Is he going to think that I basically flames him now and I'm now a witness, so he has to kill me now? Or I won't do that until I have to. I won't do that until he's getting around saying, I'm killing everyone. I said, bro, come on, man. Bro, Johnson, come on, man. Broski, these man maybe, but we go way back, bro. Listen, I can even tell you a way that you can bust this whole thing, bro. Listen, you claim that you're mad? I'm a lawyer, bro. Just with me, you'll be good. Kill one or two to make it believable. But Broski, you're going to need me. You're going to need me, bro. Don't worry. Trust me, bro. It's fine. Forever, cachet. Give me the money. Give me the money now.
And now you're doing 5 and 6. It's like, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I can't get arrested. I was under duress. You can see CCTV. You can see the gun to my head. Thank you. Madam, can you empty the fucking tills, please, before it blows your head off? Thank you. Oh, hey, Johnson, I got you, bro. I got you. It's calm.
I feel like calm. I would want to see this in a film.
Like, ah, well, Johnson, call him.
I think it will be hilarious. Ah. I think it will make such a funny skit. Like, everyone's scared.
That would be a funny skit, though.
Everyone's scared. And then you're cocking them at it.
Bro.
You're like, wait a second.
That is so funny.
I know you, dog.
Come on, man. It could be us.
It could be us together.
Come on, man. Shit.
Yeah.
God forbid, though.
No, honestly, God forbid,
I don't want to be in that kind of situation.
I don't want to be in that kind of situation. That's like my worst nightmare.
That's dead.
Like, being in the corner shop at the wrong time. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then someone's doing it. Please.
Dead.
I like to live a soft, big man thing, life.
Big man thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Are you as adult as you think you are?
No. 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 Okay. I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm not going to bullshit myself.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. We're going to find out.
Goodness gracious me.
You know. This is adulthood according to me, though.
Fair enough.
I can't speak for the universe.
No, fair enough. So I might just bust case.
It's just for me.
Fair enough. Okay. Got you. Let's see.
When was the last time you checked your meter reading?
My what?
Your meter reading. You know, for the electric, you need to check the meter reading. Might send you a text like every now and again, like, hey, we need an update of the meter reading.
Whenever was the last time they asked me?
He hasn't done it at all.
No, really, when I've needed to.
Okay.
When I've called them and they've asked me, okay, cool.
Also, so they have to call you first. It's not something that you don't know that you're spending electric that you have to be updating them. You just
no, you know, because we use
the smart thing.
The app you just charge on. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair.
So only if there's a problem, okay, you call them. Then that's all right. Can you check your meter reading, please?
Okay, okay, okay.
You know what I mean? That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have life insurance?
I do. Mm. I do. Yeah, I do for the past few years still.
Oh. Wow, yeah, a few
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite good.
Yeah, I think I saw, I don't know, I think my trigger was, I saw someone post it on my Snapchat, and they're basically just saying, like, bro, like, fam, it's like, with all due respect in it, if you're over a certain age, yeah, go and get it, because it's embarrassing when people are dying and we're seeing GoFundMes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you know what, it's so true, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even though I won't be alive to see it, God forbid
yeah.
I die, and as if to say my family and friends aren't grieving enough, I add an extra burden to them. I don't want anyone's last memories of me to be like, oh, he was irresponsible and he gave us another debt. Nah, man. Yeah. So I just, yeah, it's kind of like, let's just do it, man.
Wow, that's very adult of you.
Do you? You should have life insurance. Do you not?
It's not that I don't have it, just that.
She has to be joking. You are joking. I know you are.
No, the thing is, it's not that I don't have it. It's just that every time I go on the website, I'll be trying to do the thing on the website.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just keep getting distracted. But then also, when it's now said that the monthly payment,
yeah,
at the time when I was doing it,
yeah,
I could not guarantee that money will be there again in the next
Got
month.
You.
You get it?
Got you.
But now I should do it. But I keep getting distracted.
Man.
I think because that is why I should get it.
Yeah,
but it's
man.
Just that I'm not used to people asking me back. And this is the problem I need to now be saying to my guests before they get here. It's
Fez?
Not for you to ask me back.
No, fair enough.
Answer the question.
Fez.
Do you know what I mean?
Fez. But just for you to be a good example to your audience. So they'll be like, yes, I love Rhea because Rhea does this. Rhea. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, just a little advice. If you care to hear, that's all. Sorry.
How many plants do you have?
How many what?
Plants.
I have none, but someone I live with has a few, and I help her water them.
What, a lover?
No. Okay. Wait, you're moving mad. Anyways, ask one question at a time. You said plants. I told you it's the plants.
Because you said you were being very inconspicuous, or someone that I live with has a plant. I help them.
It could be anyone.
But if it was your sister, you'd just be like my sisters.
No, because I might want to make my life a movie.
Okay. Look, it's your life.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't tell me nothing about your life.
Absolutely. You just sit there and you watch my life.
I watch your life.
You don't tell me the script. You don't tell me nothing.
It's your script.
Right? Thanks.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just a subplot in your story. Okay. It's completely fine.
Oh, great.
You know what I mean? But no plants. Okay.
No plants. Nah, man. Do you? Oh, sorry.
I can't
ask back.
I've got two plants.
Okay, sick.
Yeah. Nova and Emmanuel.
Say that again?
Nova and Emmanuel.
Nova.
Yeah.
Where do you get that name
from? It means new beginnings.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it came at a time when my heart was shattered and I needed something new and fresh. So I Googled what's a name that means new beginnings because I want this plant to be a representation of that.
Beautiful.
And then the name Nova came up and I said, you know what? You know, that plant has been flourishing ever since. It grows, you know, it's getting longer, it's getting fuller. It's, you know, Emmanuel, however, he's not doing too well.
Okay. You're not showing the same love?
Yeah, he's just not doing too well, but I'm going to try to bring it back to life.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Mm. How are your kids?
Which kids did he give me?
Okay, just checking. Okay. Are you training for the marathon?
Pardon?
Are you training for the marathon?
Nah, I know someone who is though. Shout out, Tyle. But yeah, I'm not. Mm. Are you?
No. What's your problem?
No, because it's kind of rude and a bit what's the word? Conceited. So someone asks you something and you just it's just about me. Nah, I care about you. Your perspective as well.
I just find that when you get to a certain age, I think the signs of you like being in your 30s and being deep in your 30s is that they're training for the marathon. I've never seen so many people, suddenly they're like, I'm running for the marathon. I'm like, wow. Like I had a guest on maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. Mm. She's training for the marathon. She's doing a great job. Yeah, Tania. Well done.
Well done.
And I just thought, you know.
Yeah, nah.
So you're not training for the marathon? It's not in your...
No, nah, I'm not. I don't have any plans to as well, but...
You don't have no plans?
No, nah, I don't.
Is fitness something that you care about?
Yeah, but just not...
Just not running?
You know what it is? So, just not the marathon. That's a lot of running.
Yeah.
And yeah, no one's chasing me. And,
yeah, I hear it, man.
As well, yeah, like I said, my knees, like mine isn't just 30 your knees or whatever.
You're actually injured.
Yeah, I had a car crash a couple of years ago. I was in a coma. I broke both my knees, my hip, my ankle and everything. So I don't like to push it too much. And I don't enjoy running as much as I once did. Because when I run, it aggravates my knees a bit. So I genuinely wish I could run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think running is very therapeutic.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
But I must say it looks really cool. But yeah, so that's why. So I won't be doing anything I don't have to do. Like
no, I hear that. No. Is this an insensitive question?
Ah, go on.
See, when you're in a coma. Mm.
Go on, laugh.
No,
I can see you try your best to not laugh.
It's not laughing matter. This is very serious.
Got you.
It's very serious.
Got you.
When you were in the coma, do you like remember like anything that was happening? Like
I do.
Dude. So what was happening when you were in the coma?
So funny story, the crash happened after a night out. My boy was dropping me home. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stay awake because we are both intoxicated. I don't know how much so in it. I don't think he was drunk. He had smoked, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He was probably just more so tired, innit? Mm-hmm. So I said, let me just stay awake so we're both awake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed awake up until the exit of the A13,
mm-hmm.
and then I said, "All right, cool." But I was forcing my eyes in it. So I was like, "Okay, cool. Now I can rest it in it." You know what I mean? Cool. So we got to like literally 5 minutes from my house in it, and I was like, "Okay, I can rest my eyes now in it."
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I rest my eyes now. Obviously, I'm drunk, I'm high, and I'm tired,
mm-hmm.
and I close my eyes now. I'm in somewhat deep sleep. And then a few minutes have gone. And what I remember saying was, hey, he hasn't woken me up to jump out yet. Okay, let's give it time. No, but we weren't that far from my house. Why are my eyes still closed? But the sleep can't be this long. It was literally 5 minutes away. The only explanation is, imagine if I was in a car crash. That's so... far-fetched. No, but that's the only reason, because why else my eyes still be closed? And I'm having this conversation, and I was going round in circles, thinking, imagine if you was actually in a car crash, because your eyes should be open. It was literally just like this. My eyes are closed, I can't open them, and I'm just conversing with myself, thinking, bro, it's not that far, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was round and round, having a conversation. And then the next time I opened my eyes, I'm just in a moving bed. It's just like white, it's fuzzy. Moving bed, hospital ceilings. I think, wow. And I go back to sleep. I wake up again and I'm seeing people that just shouldn't be in one room. It's my mum, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, the man them that I was out with, the man them that I was meant to link up with, everyone there, and everyone's looking concerned. I say, yo.
What's good?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, miss. He's like, I swear. And then there was a party that night, and I said, "What? Am I going to be able to go to that?" They're like, "Nah, okay. Miss, I don't think." No, but I didn't know the
seriousness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it turns out, obviously, from the car crash, they cut the doors open, and a helicopter took me to the hospital. I had my first surgery, so I guess it was an elongated sleep. So from the coma of the crash, and then surgery. Then I woke up, and then But that's just the one thing I always remember vividly. Just literally talking to that bro. It doesn't take this long for me to get home.
Wow.
You get it? You know what I mean, and I'm thinking, fuck, that's mad. And then hearing the perspective of my friend, who was in the car seeing me, was just crazy because I had no clue of this. So he was like, he was trying everything. Like, he tried to wake me. He's like, bro, like, he genuinely thought that I had died. And he was like, Mace, like, bro, you look like you had gone, bro. And I said, swear, that's mad. that brother was like, because we ended up crashing. So he, what happened was he ended up falling asleep too. So the cars ended up going 60 miles an hour, gone into the other lane and hit an oncoming bus. And I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Ah!
But luckily I had reclined my seat back.
Wow.
So how I even ended up after the crash, I don't know. I just know, yeah, I broke everything. I broke. I got a scar there, probably like a glass fragment. And all I know is I woke up, surgery, and yeah, they told me the story. And that was that. And I'm just grateful to God that I'm alive. So that is my testimony, guys.
Wow.
God is real. Yeah.
Wow. One thing about you, Charlie, you have lived a life.
Yeah. I definitely have, mate.
Wow.
So yeah, I definitely was talking, but I kept on thinking that something else would happen to tell me psych, like it's not that. But I said, it actually was that.
Dream. Yeah.
It was just a long dream, but it was just of me talking to me. Like, come on, man, like, because it's literally 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was it.
That was deep.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, hey, we can laugh and smile about it, because I'm just grateful to God that I woke up from my coma.
You did start this with "this is funny," but actually.
Yeah, no, is it not?
No.
Okay, got you.
No.
I feel like you have a very good, is it a poker face? I think you do, because there's been other times there where I know you're laughing, because as we've been through in this show, we're pretty similar in so many ways, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I'm like you. Like I get the times where I find it fucking funny, but I know I shouldn't laugh. And I know I will be damned if they see me laughing at this right now. So I can't laugh. I mean,
but this genuinely wasn't funny.
But you're laughing.
I'm laughing now, but it was not funny. That was like very deep.
Okay, fair enough.
But I just always wondered, like, you know, when people are in comas, I always wonder, like, oh, is it like Grey's Anatomy? You know, Grey's Anatomy, when she was in a coma, she was on a beach, you know?
Oh, sir.
And then she was like, you know, she saw her ex and, you know, it was just this lovely connection, and it was just like this really peaceful bit of heaven.
I guess she was in a coma for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, mine was like, I think I said like 8 or 9 hours.
I mean, that's still a long. Yeah, but hers was like months.
Yeah.
I was always wondering, like, what happens? Or do you see heaven? Do you know what I mean? Do you come back with answers? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was always curious. Like, but, you know, it's not, you know. But yeah, that's why I was curious about it. But it weren't funny, because we thank God you're here.
No, thank God, man.
Yeah, that's really, really scary stuff.
It is.
Wow. Your legs, and you're just walking anyhow. Your hips are working.
I mean, I have a slight limp that people see sometimes. My hips, honestly, it could be a lot worse. Like I said, for someone that wasn't wearing a seatbelt, I'm grateful to God that I can still run.
Always wear your seatbelt, guys.
Yeah, man, please do, man. It's not worth it. Like I said, I was just skiing.
What?
You know what I mean? I couldn't do too much though, because I was scared. I was skiing, all right.
Yeah, you were skiing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fun.
Well, you know, look, even if you wasn't an adult before that story, to me, you're an adult.
Thank you.
Because no one goes through something like that and they don't grow up.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely.
You know, so for that alone, I've got a little gift.
I'm crying. Is that a pen?
It's a pen, guys.
You know what? That's a lovely pen.
Because everyone needs a pen. Some of you are walking around, you ain't got a pen. They tell you to fill form. Oh, you have a pen.
That's so funny.
It's not, you say it's a nice pen. I think this pen's a little bit ugly.
No, I feel it's nice, because thank you so much.
There you go.
By the way, very thoughtful. And I say it's a nice pen because it's multifunctional.
Do you know what I mean?
They say blue only, you have blue.
You got blue.
Black only, you have black.
Do you get it?
Red, you have red.
Do you get it?
And for a cheeky twist, you got green.
Do you know what I mean? If you're just feeling a bit adventurous, you're let me sign my name in a bit of green. You know
the problem is, it'll be in my house. I don't know if I'm going to be walking around with it. But you know, if it can fit in my pouch, I'll leave it in my pouch.
Do you know what I mean? I just think everyone should have a pen. It's
if
good.
If it can fit my power. I don't know if it can, but yeah. If it can, great.
Have a little pen. You know what I'm saying? Don't be asking people for pens. That's a real adult thing to have.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something I have.
You have a pen, yeah?
Yes. No one can ask me, do you have a pen? I've got a pen, please.
How many times do you have to use that pen in a week?
Thank you, guys, for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode with my co-host, Charlie Mays. Woo!
It's been a pleasure. I've actually had so much fun.
Yeah, did you?
I had a really great time,
good, honestly. It was a great conversation. I really enjoyed getting to know you.
Likewise.
As well, do you know what I mean?
So don't be a stranger after
this. You know, honestly. Yeah, it was really nice.
Great.
Guys, you know the drill. Like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. Don't be shy. I don't want to be your secret lover. Don't keep me to yourself, okay? Let people know about the show. Let us know your thoughts. Send me your complaints. Whatever it is, I want to know. Message me. Let me know how you're feeling. And you guys, you know the vibes, okay? If you did not like my co-host, yeah, don't use that as a reason to not come back. He will not be here next week.
I'm
okay?
crying.
So it's completely fine. Okay? It's completely, completely fine. Oh, thank you guys for watching. Love you. Bye.